Hello, Family Search. How can I help you?
Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Family First. How can I help you?
I thought I was supposed to have an appointment today. This is Ms. Hankins.
Hankins, okay, let me see.
For them to come out. And I called and left several messages. I can't hear you.
Let's see what's going on. Bear with me, please.
I'm sorry. I can't hear what you're saying.
I'm saying bear with me. I want to look this up.
Yeah, because they said they were supposed to be coming out between 9 and 11, and I called. And why'd that be going on with y'all phone? Like, y'all don't answer.
Okay, I'm looking here at the notes.
Huh?
In regards, I'm looking here
at
the notes.
Hold on. Let me make sure I can hear you clearly, because I can't really hear you. Hey, what you say?
I'm looking here at the notes based on what I'm seeing here. They called you, but there was no response from you. They tried
That's not true.
A couple times.
They didn't call me today. That's not
May
true, man.
28th.
I don't have no phone calls from them.
No answer. Left a voice message with extension and canceled appointment. They canceled it because they couldn't reach you. And they called into the number. Tell me if this is the right number. 215-303-6286.
So the number that they called me from, is it 1-805-637-7243?
I wouldn't know what number they used to call you, but I know that they did call you. There was no answer. I can leave a message for them to try again. Okay?
And who is this? Is this Shahira?
This is Shira, yes.
But I called you at 9 o'clock. So I don't get why they didn't. And I'm wondering why they're not answering. And it's not coming up under a scam or anything, is it?
I'm sorry?
Because it says scam likely. I don't answer those phone calls. That's why I called you earlier, but you didn't even answer your phone. That's
well, we
what I'm saying.
Meeting. Okay, that's okay. We were in a meeting. I did answer your call now. Like I said,
I did
look up the portal. They did try and reach out to you. You did not answer, so they had to cancel the appointment. What I'm going to go ahead and do is reach out to them and ask them to reschedule because you are waiting for their call, and I would suggest that you answer the phone calls that come in, regardless if they're spam. You could see if they're, you know, they're viable calls.
Yeah, but... You're not listening to me. What I'm saying to you is I'm not sure because, you know, it's so much identity theft and stuff and AI and stuff that's going on. So that's why I called you. So that way, if you would have answered my phone call when I called you, then you would have knew and they could have just called me back. But listen to me, honey. That's why I text you and say, are they coming or are they not? I got all the messages. So that's the only thing that can be done now is for
you
to call.
Hear
me out. The only thing that can be done now is for you to reach out to them and reschedule. Am I right?
No, it doesn't work so easily like that. I'm going to explain to you again, okay? We hired New York Best Medical, okay, to reach out to you and to schedule an appointment with you, okay? They reached out to you on the 24th. There was no answer. They left a voice message. They reached out to you again on the 24th. They spoke with you, okay? And they scheduled your appointment for 11 a.m., between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. today, okay? Now, they called to follow up on everything today, and there was no answer. So, listen, I don't know who called you. I don't know what number they called you from. That information is not going to change. What I can do is go on the portal, and I can ask them to reach out to you again and try and reschedule. Okay?
Okay.
The reason why we didn't answer you in the reason why you were not answered this morning is because we were in a meeting. Okay? This happens sometimes, and it's okay. All right? Now, in regards to everything else, we're going to try and get this form filled out for you. If I have to reschedule and put in another form for you, I will do that. But I want you to try and know that if you have a set appointment between 9 and 11 and you get phone calls, you should probably try and answer the phone, even if it comes up of spam, just so you can be sure so we don't have this problem again, okay?
Okay, and what I'm saying to you is, so we won't have this problem again, you said I could, you text me and said I can ask you anything I need, And I would think that you're trying to help me, but at the same point, what I'm trying to find out from you is, why wouldn't you call me back? You was in a meeting that long, but it's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So just let me know.
Ma'am,
we're not
on anyone's beck and call. We're here to help you. I'm here to
help
you. That's
what I would think. But okay, so you're going to schedule the appointment. So when am I going now?
I will text you back if they reach back out to me. But I also want to make something very clear. If I feel in any way that you are not being kind or disrespectful, I'm going to discharge your case and you're going to have to find somebody else. Because I'm a person, and if I say that I was not able to reach you, you need to be respectful of that and be kind, okay?
And I like to be kind because I'm a kind person. But that's why I called you, because once you said that it was scheduled yesterday between 9 and 11, and I called you at 9, and then I leave a message at 10, I don't know what's going on, but okay.
Okay, that's not a problem. So you just see what's going on now and just let me know. That's all. Because you have my information, right?
Yeah, and again, if they scheduled, they did everything on their part, okay?
Yeah, but they...
But you have to understand, we don't get all the information. When they have a conversation with you, we don't get that information. So if they tell you they're having an assessment scheduled with you between 9 and 11, that's not something that we know. Unless we go and we check. So that's your responsibility. I'm going to try and do this again, but I can't run after them. That's why I said, if you don't answer the phone, they don't run after anybody, which I explained to you in the beginning.
And I get it, because I'm quite sure it's more than, I'm not the only customer, and y'all get more customers, and I get it, and I understand it. But I expect them to be able to say to me, the same way I sent my information in the air about with my medication and my name and stuff on it, you're still not sure if they got that, because you said that you don't know what they get on their end, and which I understand. Just hear me out, though, ma'am. And I understand, because we're here to help each other. So at the same time, I understand what you're saying. So just that's all you can do now is just reach out, and then I'll just find out from this day forward.
Okay.
Because if I don't know a
I'll
number...
Let you know.
Yeah, just to let you know, too, as well. But thank you. And that way, if they, maybe they can text me and say it's them. I don't know.
I would suggest the next time they call, when they do call, you ask them what number they're going to be calling from, so you're aware, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right.